Sunday Meditation, February 3rd, 2002. The question this week, Crow, has to do with the concept of self-doubt in relation to change and to the increased vibrations that everybody seems to feel, more stress, more choices, more anxiety in the life pattern. We would like you to give us an idea about how we can deal with self-doubt when stability seems so much more comfortable, how we can deal with change, and making choices in the spiritual path.
We are those known to you as cool. And we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whose service we come to you this day. We wish to thank you for your forming a circle of seeking and for your desire to serve and to know ever better and ever more purely. We can feel the gravity of the concerns which you bear this day. The experience of third density is ever poignant and pointed, full of emotion and challenge for the seeker. For truly, the awakened seeker is caught between two worlds. Not necessarily stranded or snared, but certainly aware of and needing to relate to worlds that seem very separate. In wishing to respond to the demands of physical incarnation, the need for supply, warmth, shelter, food, clothing, and all the considered necessities of a comfortable life. Is in itself not an easy or simple task. For the question of worth is always present. What is worth more? Free time or more money? What is worth more? Intensity of effort or material success from effort? Questions like this are not easily answered. And in the context of an everyday life, it seems that these demands of supply and finding ways to meet the challenges of each day create more than enough opportunity for new things, new experiments, new ways, and new directions. At the same time, as this world of the horizontal takes up the three dimensions of your days, there is at the same time within you a vertical life that seeks always to reach higher and to go deeper, to find the springs of inspiration within the roots of consciousness. And to find the guidance from above that comes through earnest desire and persistent asking. The one known as Rumi spoke of sitting on the fence over decisions. And we find that this is often the skillful thing to do. There is, as far as we know, no indication that, spiritually speaking, it is better to move quickly than to move slowly. Perhaps the direction that we would like to take this day is to talk about something that this instrument has been pondering for some time. And that is the building of the road between the two worlds. The particular energies of this particular time and space for each of you have an unusually strong and generous energy at this time, for the simple reason that your entire globe is in that area of time-space in which your Earth's fourth density is coming into birth. We cannot say how long this labor shall last, but while it is occurring, there are great needs within your people and your planet. Great pressures for change that are the product of this particular phase of planetary labor. And these things are affecting not only each of you in subtle ways, but also the nature of time and space and the nature of light. In other words, your world is changing around you. So is it any wonder that each of you senses that this is a time of change, that there is some urgency to expressing the truth of the self, and that in order to better express this truth, this and the succeeding time, shall we say, in this next decade, is and shall be prime time for finding new ways more fully to express the self in its heart and in its soul. Not necessarily in grand or impressive ways, but in those ways that create within the self the sense of completing patterns, serving more fully, and expressing the self in an ever deeper level. There are many things that fall away when change occurs. This instrument was attempting to fit her old desk's accoutrement into a new desk and was finding that many, many things do not fit. What shall she do with these bits and pieces of a workaday life? These small boxes and piles of physical items that no longer have a niche. So it is within the inner self when there is a change in the way one does things, in the geographical location, the new home for the one known as Steve, the possibility of new jobs for the ones known as Jim and others. And certainly all the possibilities that lie before this instrument at this time. They are heady things. Things that can become larger than the underlying principles that created them and gave them their substance. We would encourage each of you not to be distracted. Into thinking that the outer details and the shifts and changes necessary in the physical world are the most difficult part of a change. For within the self, there is the equivalent of many an old desk with many a niche that is filled with many a detail that has been previously considered an important part, a significant part of the personality. What shall be packed up and taken with the self, and what shall be left behind? What still fits in the drawers of self, and what must be abandoned? These are far more challenging questions than how to make arrangements for a new situation in the physical. And there is far less support within the network of relationships in the matrix of the culture for these inner changes. Then there are the corrective instrument. Then there is support for the outer changes that all people understand and have in common. Many, many sympathize and grasp the situation of change when it is the new job, the new house, the new vocation, the new relationship, the new tragedy or illness. All of these changes, good and bad, in the outer sense, can be seen by most people to be challenging. Yet it is more difficult to find support when the changes are within. There is no true social pattern for interchange. The entities that are fortunate enough to find spiritually oriented communities in which they can express their concern for others' needs are perhaps in the most favored position to express support and encouragement to those with whom they come in contact. In the normal run of a life, sharing in the workplace and speaking on the surface of things, how very little true support and encouragement there is. For the chewing over of details, the turning about of the situation, looking to find those elements of the puzzle that are the keys to fitting all the other pieces, all the colors of newness into a new pattern. And how amazed and difficult it is sometimes to see a new pattern. Indeed, sometimes it is impossible for the best of humans in their identity. And we would not encourage you to be harsh with yourself when you stumble. For the outer portions of change are difficult enough, and then those unexplored corners of self that are being left behind in the new change are at a level of difficulty that is almost impossible to express. And yet each of those who hears can think back into his life and see again and again those times of loneliness and solitude when the outer life was tranquil and yet the inner life was full of tumult. It is not that there is no balm for those heart-sore people who are living through change, for there is. There is endless balm, endless compassion, endless assistance. The challenge is in becoming still enough to receive. For the self is used to the struggle, to breathe, to pump blood, to prepare the food, to keep things in order, to move ahead. The third density training is to do, to act, to meet and solve all incoming problems. So fear not those times of change, but know that then is the time to turn to the silence with an especial understanding of the importance of this rest for your soul. There is the need to make a full stop from time to time in the day. A disengaging from the details, the morasses and tangles of effort, relationship, and profit. How precious it is simply to be able to stop
to rest. And to knock at the door of your own heart, hoping, waiting for the moment when the key turns because the mind is finally silent and that door swings open into that holy place wherein the Creator awaits. There is a timeless temple made of silence. Arched with beauty, steepled with hope, founded on simple faith that all is well. It is a spacious, spacious room, this holy of holies within. It is a wonderful slice of heaven . A small place of Eden where there is nothing ruined, nothing imperfect, where there is never any change, because all is truly one. Perhaps one key that we would share with you in thinking about change is to refrain from thinking of it as a dialectic. For that simply perpetuates duality. Although yours is the density of choice, yet also is there a level wherein all is one. And each choice that is made is far better served by preparatory time spent in the unitary and unified silence of your own heart, practicing the presence of the Infinite Creator, and allowing the questions in your heart simply to be, so that you and the Creator and the questions with which you come rest all together, loved and loving, Creator known to Creator, created known to Creator. Each time that you come into this space, move into it with empty hands, for you know not what gifts the silence will bring you. You do not know what beasts, birds, winds, and weathers may respond and come to bring you messages, giving eloquence to the silence and hints to the wise. When you do not have the chance to practice silence in a formal manner, we encourage you to seek the ways of nature. and enter the creation of natural things whenever possible. For there, in that world, you are a harmonious and beloved part of all. There, in that universe, the light is trusted. Life and death are equally embraced. And all blooms and blossoms bow to the wind, to the weather, and to the seasons. Such seasons there are also in several layers within the personality shell, within the life experienced by that personality shell within incarnation. It is a helpful thing indeed to glance back and see the shape of former spirals of learning. For the past can inform you about yourself. Memory can tell you where your strengths and weaknesses have been in the past. Certainly, that memory does not serve to create new solutions to the problems of the past, or creative directions for those patterns of the past which are felt to be incorrect. It is difficult to separate the glamour of the way things seem from the simplicity that lies beneath the detail, the pattern that lies beneath the chaos. The one known as Jim was saying that out of a couple of different instances of complete chaos and dropping things and seemingly losing the pattern, some items that had been sought for some time were found. The pattern was restored in spite of itself, almost. And often, this strange and arbitrary sequence of events will produce new gifts, new patterns, new beginnings. Seemingly, almost by accident or in spite of oneself. We wish that we could reach from our position into your world and arrange the details of your incarnation so that the worries that are upon your mind would not be there. For we sympathize greatly with the sometimes formidable amount of difficulty which surrounds key decisions within the life pattern. Yet we have no way to enter into your pattern, to smooth out the spirals of your learning and your growth. We can only say to you that the more you rest in trust and faith, the more room of that you give coincidence to work for you. stronger your belief that all is well, the more quickly patterns will smooth out and reveal that indeed all is well. And conversely, the more a fear is focused upon, the more that fear becomes real, to the point where, as each of you has seen in the past, the self-fulfilling prophecy does occur, and that which is most feared comes to be, because it has been the focus for energy within the self. And it has created its own vortex and started to lay out its talons into your life. When you feel those contractions of fear that surround a proposed change, we ask you to honor those feelings, not to avoid them or replace them with affirmations, but to embrace them, to rest with them, to allow the process of balance to work itself out within you so that its strains run sweet and true. And all of that which is catalyst for you is allowed to pass through the membranes, shall we say, of your desires and emotions and processes. Do not duck them or push them down below the level of consciousness, but find time for them. Find time to sit with them as though they were your own children that were worried and concerned. Perhaps talking out loud to them may even be helpful. The one thing that is sure is that fears do not go away because of repression or because of consciously shoving a fear aside and shoving in a faith that is not felt from the inside out, but is grasped at from the outside in. There is faith within you. It is not something that you have to pretend. But that faith begins with honoring and respecting doubt and unbelief. The healing of doubt is in balancing and that balance is sometimes slow in coming. So we ask you to be patient with yourself. Allow time to pass. Allow destiny to roll. Allow the cry of the wolf, the honking of the geese, the keening of the wind, and the storming of the rain to bring those elements to you that only time can bring, to allow those energies to move through you that only time will accomplish in the movement. It is true that a new age has been born. And your planet at this time is in labor with this new world. And so you too are in labor within yourself, birthing a new and hopefully more spiritually oriented entity. Finding ways as you make changes to become more real. How do you forge a road between the everyday of earning a living and the fourth density of love unconditionally given and received? Each of you has part of the answer to that. For each of you is at work paving that road now with your thoughts, with your faith, and with your patience. As always, we are with you. We and many others glad to join you in your meditations and strengthen them. And it is our privilege and pleasure to find ways to bring you dreams and story thoughts and coincidences. And this is not only our practice, but many of those within the inner planes of your planet who wish to help you will find ways to communicate concerning those things that you are worried about. If you will open the ears and the eyes and behold those small beauties and blessings that each day brings. We would at this time ask if there are any questions that any present would like to ask, following up on this question or asking any other question. Is there a question at this time? We find that when the one known as Jim stopped asking questions for us, the questions dried up. We shall, therefore, wind up our speech through this instrument, our cosmic sermonette, as this instrument would say, by saying what a privilege and what a blessing it is to speak with each of you. And as always, to ask that each of you listen to what we have to say with a jaundiced eye or ear, taking those things that seem good to you and leaving the rest behind. How we wish that we could express to you the gem-like nature of the processes of suffering and change that you go through. How we can see the tempering and annealing work that is being done within through the excellent processes of catalyst and experience within your domain. Truly, all is well.
and each of you is on course. May you fare well. May you be bold. And may you be merry. We'll leave you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. And thank you for the privilege of this time of speaking. And we leave you in love and light. We are those known to you as the principle of the God. Adonai. Adonai. Adonai.